I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 10th. Two Quincy brothers are charged with stealing the identities of over 1,000 people by stealing mail from apartment mailboxes in Quincy. Police say 32-year-old Quang Quang Chen and 34-year-old Lu Lu Chen stole over 2,100 pieces of mail from various apartment buildings in Quincy. The brothers stole 227 checks, totaling over $192,000, along with six check books. Police say the Chens also stole over 400 credit cards, health insurance cards, and other documents from that stolen mail. The brothers were both arrested at 133 Elmwood Avenue in Wollaston on April 3rd and faced charges of identity theft and possession of methamphetamine. Police are working to identify and notify the victims. A Quincy High School cheerleading coach has been fired after being accused of providing alcohol and marijuana to students. Amy Chi was terminated in March. Chi had been placed on paid administrative leave in January when the allegations came to light. Chi also allegedly shared improper images online and violated student confidentiality rules. Students and families who were impacted have been notified. It's unclear if Chi will face criminal charges. Chi was also an office paraprofessional in addition to her coaching assignment. Chi was hired in 2023 as a paraprofessional. She is a 2017 North Quincy High School graduate and a 2021 graduate of the University of Southern New Hampshire with a degree in hospitality. Now, spring road work is well underway in Quincy. During a presentation to the City Council, Quincy DPW Commissioner Al Grazioso said work is underway on virtually every major roadway in the city. Grazioso also says that by the end of the year, the entire stretch of Hancock Street from Dimmock Street in Quincy Center to the Neponset River Bridge will have been repaved. April is Autism Awareness Month, and the Quincy City Council took time out to recognize people with autism and the many services available to them and their families. Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash praised a Quincy Police Department program that allows people with autism in Quincy to register with the police to ensure a positive interaction with officers if the need arises. Ash also recognized the DeCristofaro Early Learning Center in Quincy, Arc of the South Shore, and other programs and services designed to serve those with autism. This year's North Quincy High School girls basketball team was honored by the Quincy City Council this week for making it all the way to the state championship this year. Councilor-at-Large Scott Campbell praised the team for making it all the way to the Division II Final Four. The Raiders' season did end with a loss to top-seeded Medford, but their 20-4 record was the best season in that program's history. The Quincy North Quincy Band Spring Concert will be held tonight. The combined band will perform from 6 to 7 p.m. in the auditorium at North Quincy High School. The concert will also include performances by the Quincy North Quincy Symphonic Band and the Quincy North Quincy Wind Ensemble. Well, a man accused of vandalizing a Tesla parked in Hingham last week has been identified by police. The suspect was caught on camera keying a Tesla Model Y on April 1st while it was parked at the Derby Street Shops. The video showed a driver parking in a space near the Tesla and walking by with an item in his hand to scratch the vehicle. The damage went along the driver's side front and rear doors and rear quarter of the vehicle. The footage came from the vehicle's own onboard security system, which the owner told police he had activated because of a recent increase in Tesla vandalism. Suspect was identified as a 50-year-old Weymouth man. His name was not released. He'll be summoned to Hingham District Court on charges of vandalizing and defacing property. Vandalism of Tesla vehicles, charging stations, and dealerships has been on the rise across the country in recent months. leading the FBI to launch a task force to investigate. Incidents have been reported locally in Peabody, Brookline, Littleton, and Dedham. Meanwhile, anti-Tesla protests critical of CEO Elon Musk's work with the U.S. government have also been held across the country. Two people were injured by a vehicle at one such protest last month in Watertown. No injuries reported yesterday when an MBTA commuter rail train collided with a tractor-trailer truck in Canton. Happened at the railroad crossing on Pine Street yesterday afternoon. It appeared the train struck the Ross Express truck at the crossing and pushed it about 100 feet down the tracks before stopping. The trailer was heavily damaged and the driver's door was on the ground just past the railroad signal. According to the commuter train operator Keolis, the truck was unoccupied when the train hit it and the crossing gates and lights were operating properly. No serious injuries were reported. One train passenger was taken to a hospital by ambulance with minor injuries. Crash marks the third time in the span of a few weeks that a commuter rail train has collided with vehicles at railroad crossings in Canton. The T warned riders of delays and cancellations on the Stoughton commuter line, adding that the line was temporarily originating and terminating in Canton Center, and buses were taking passengers outbound to Stoughton. By 6 o'clock last night, crews were able to move the train, but the truck wreckage remained wedged along the tracks and trees. A vehicle was struck by a train at the Pine Street crossing back in February, but Keola said that was caused by driver error. Just one more juror is needed before the murder retrial of Karen Reed, the woman accused in the death of her boyfriend, a Boston police officer, can get underway. Meantime, a justice of the Supreme Court has responded to Reed's request to halt her retrial. Yesterday, three more jurors were seated, bringing the total to 15. So far, 8 men and 7 women have been selected for the jury. The court seeks to seat 16 jurors, of whom 12 will end up deliberating and 4 will serve as alternates. There were 58 people in yesterday's pool of potential jurors. Of those in the pool, 49 heard about the case. 27 formed an opinion. 12 said they had a bias. 21 people said serving on the jury would be a hardship. Reed told reporters outside court opening statements could happen as early as next Tuesday. Meantime, Reed's defense team is asking the Supreme Court to throw out 2 of the 3 charges against her, including second-degree murder. Reed argues the jury had privately found her not guilty of those charges. But yesterday, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson denied Reed's request for an immediate halt to her retrial. The full court is scheduled to hear Reed's appeal on April 25th. It would take 4 of the 9 justices to take the case. That only happens in a small fraction of the cases discussed. Massachusetts car dealer Herb Chambers has agreed to pay $11.8 million to the federal government to resolve allegations that his companies fraudulently applied for and received pandemic small business relief loans. Chambers, several of his companies, and James Duchenau, an officer in one of the businesses, agreed to the settlement with the U.S. Attorney's Office. In 2020, the Paycheck Protection Program was started to assist small businesses struggling during the pandemic. On April 30th of 2020, the Small Business Administration established a new rule for the program that businesses part of a single corporate group could not receive more than $20 million in paycheck protection loans. According to prosecutors, when the rule went into effect on April 30th, 8 of Chambers' companies had applied for but yet received funding for loans. Prosecutors allege that a few months after a bank canceled those unfunded loans because of the $20 million cap, the 8 companies reapplied for the loans with a different bank, which funded the applications. Chambers and his associated companies cooperated with the federal investigation. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded yesterday. The Dow soared 2,962 points. The NASDAQ shot up 1,857. And the S&P added 474. World markets also skyrocketed, with Japan's benchmark jumping more than 9%, as investors welcome President Trump's decision to put his sharp tariff hikes on hold for 90 days, though he excluded China from the reprieve. The dollar fell, the euro was up, and oil at $61 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose to Toronto 2-1. They'll wrap it up at Fenway at 4:10 this afternoon. Celtics lost to the Magic 96-76. They'll be hosting the Hornets tomorrow night at 7:30. Tonight, the Bruins host the Blackhawks at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny at a high of 53 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and lows drop into the lower 30s. Tomorrow, some scattered showers, maybe some snow flurries. High tomorrow, 48 degrees. Saturday, rain and maybe some mixed precipitation. The high of 41. Scattered showers Sunday, high 48. The marine forecast calls for 1 foot waves. Light northerly winds becoming southeast later today and a high tide at 10:46 this morning. Sun rose at 6:10, sets at 7:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 10th.